When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Radio. This is Alice Wetterlin. How's it going? I'm here with Veronica Osorio, my co-host.
Hola.
Hi, Veronica. How's it going today? How are you?
Bien, y tú, ¿qué tal? ¿Cómo
Again,
estás?
I don't understand you. I do not speak Danish. So, we're going to go to traffic.
Qué lástima.
Nope, what?
Pobrecita, okay. pobre mujer.
I feel bad because I don't know what you're saying.
Hi, Vero.
Hey, Vero. Hi, Alice. How are you?
Bueno, estoy bien.
I knew you wanted to speak Spanish.
Lo hice.
I knew that you were going to get into the Spanish speaking mode.
Lo sabía.
Have you practiced? ¿Practicaste desde la cuarentena empezó? ¿Practicaste español?
No he leído nada ni mirado, ni televisión ni película.
Pero Alicia.
Sí.
Está
joder, no hice nada.
Ajá. Pero Alicia, ¿pero por qué Alicia?
Porque no sé nada, este gobierno no.
It's uncanny how you sound Spanish. It's crazy.
It's weird to be able to do an accent in another language.
I know, it's weird. I can do it too.
That's why, yeah, I'm sure you can.
I can speak British.
Oh, you're learning to speak British, that's correct.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Betty. It's like this. Let me get my guide. Oh, well, okay.
Let me get my guy. Just a British guy?
It's just a guy that, like, says something and I move my mouth. So I'm learning Betty Botta. You know that? Betty Botta bought some butter. But, said she, this butter's bitter. If I put it in my butter, it will make my batter bitter. And aww, there's more. It's
and
a tongue
more.
Twister.
Wow. Well,
it's what I do when I hike. It's awful.
Okay. And eventually she puts that butter in her butt.
Like last night when I sexted. Oh, this quarantine is killing
me. Did you?
Yes.
I know somebody who made a date for after the quarantine. He arranged a date.
Useless.
It's like lining him up. So funny.
Useless hope.
Jizz. I think somebody said that there's going to be like STDs afterwards because people are just going to go have sex all over.
Afterwards? Everyone's going to go fucking crazy. I can't
wait
to like.
There's going to be real syphilis.
Touch everyone.
I've been enjoying not being touched in general and seen. I love not being seen. Creeping around. Speaking of not being seen, I feel like our guest
and creeping
like
around.
It's not being seen. Ethan Strasburg is here.
Hello.
From Bad Science Podcast and from Success Express Podcast. You know him from I Said Those Two Things. Welcome, Ethan.
welcome to you guys. This is so great. So far, I'm having a great time catching up and
Ethan.
And hablando un poco de español porque es
oh,
importante.
No. No jodas, oh, no. Ethan.
Damn.
No.
That also sounded Spanish. That's really good.
Yeah, like,
my parents are Argentinian, and it's actually embarrassing that I don't speak better Spanish. Like, the Spanish that I speak is bad, and that's unacceptable. Truly unacceptable.
They're Argentinian, so they don't either.
Ethan, I convinced myself that your last name it's is not it's Edinburgh, but is that an Argentinian right. name?
No, I think that originates from the Scottish city, Edinburgh. I think that's where it came from.
That was a quiz. You're correct.
Literally.
Yes. Can this whole thing be a quiz?
About stuff that you should only know about.
About stuff that my, from about my
what
family.
What is your blood type? Wrong.
What's your dad's name?
Wait, so your parents are Argentinian with Scottish last name. That's pretty popular in Argentina. A lot of people have Italian last names, German
right.
last names.
Yeah, they went to Argentina escaping World War II, where most of them did not escape. Happy to be here. Beautiful day.
That's how I was made, too.
Oh,
really? That's how you were made?
Yeah. My grandpa.
Escaped the war.
From Italy, he was just like, nope. And then,
nope.
He was he literally was a police man, and it was like, I'm out. He just escaped. Yeah. And then,
that's going to be a no from me, dog.
Yeah, he was like, not me. Sorry.
Well, it worked out. Now you got this cool hat.
Yeah, he was on his way to Argentina because some videtas, I'm videta, and then they all were traveling to Argentina, but he stopped in Venezuela on his way to Argentina, and his older brother was like, it's kind of cool here. And then he was like, yeah. And then he saw my grandma and was like, I'm going to stay here.
I like her.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
That's cool.
It's like Argentina was just like going to be like a pass-through city for all the people escaping into South America. And so then Argentina was like, let's get our tourism on lock so that everybody comes through. We're like, yeah, you're just passing through? Yeah, we got the best pasta. I guess they didn't yet because people hadn't escaped there.
Yeah, but they were always stretching like that. That part is true.
They were always, everybody, all Argentina. Yeah, they had the people gather in the square and be like, okay, everybody stretch casually.
It'll make people feel welcome. They'll feel right at home. Maybe they'll stretch too and they'll love it here.
It's like a wave. They stretch as you walk by them. There's always
right. love. It's that. Like a baseball game.
Uh-huh.
Baseball.
Excuse me. It's like a baseball game.
I fucking love the Spanish word for baseball. It's like just a little bit longer. Harder to say.
It's baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, and home runs are called goals.
Honron. Didn't you tell me that?
El honron.
On the J. Didn't you tell me that?
Yeah, honron. J-O. Honron.
And you can run, and you can be, and you can, it's a verb.
So it's J-O-N-R-O-N, honron?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Honron.
Got it.
With and you can do honronear.
Honronier.
To home run.
Mm-hmm. I home runned last night, mommy.
Sí, honronier. Metí un honron.
Voy a honronear! It's amazing.
It's really good. So, you got to audition for FIFA Xbox One announcer.
I contacted
frankly,
my Xbox
it would be better.
Agent.
Because it's like the FIFA announcers are like British, and in South America, we would play FIFA and be like,
yeah.
Who's this dweeb?
Why?
He's just like,
you should be able
not
to switch.
Screaming. Yeah. Not screaming the way it's supposed to.
You
be
can
done.
Nintendo Switch.
Hey, come on now.
I can't. I haven't been able to buy it, and Alice keeps
promising. Oh, right. They're sold out.
Yeah, they are.
Super sold out everywhere.
Sorry about that.
Extremely you're on, sold out.
Ethan, you're on AC, right?
Are you asking me if I have air conditioning?
I can hear it. No. You're on Animal Crossing.
Yes. Well, technically, no. My girlfriend plays Animal Crossing, and I watch.
Oh, you don't have your own house on it?
I do not. No. I have like a wrist-thumb issue, and so I try not to play video games. I try to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, get
it. No, she's not. She's not currently here.
All right, that's good. That's good. That's good, because Veronica's being tortured because I talk about it every week with every guest, and so let's just skip that whole period of this show.
We don't need to.
Look
I'm islandless.
She's really mad.
Yeah, she looks pissed. She keeps lighting a match and bringing it really close to her eye. It's I don't know. I feel threatened.
But I'm only threatening my own self.
I know, but I'm I get scared easy, I guess.
Eye for my eye.
Ethan, tell me more about life. So, like, have you ever watched Star Trek before?
Not really. I've seen some episodes, but I didn't. Yeah, I'm not a Trekkie for sure. I loved the movie. I will say that much. The 2009 Chris Pine movie. I don't know. Yeah. Honestly, I don't even. I feel like I've seen some of the Shatner stuff just because it was like such a pop culture thing that I wanted to understand the real deal. And I do enjoy them. Like, I enjoyed the episode you guys sent me to watch. I mean, it is like it's solid stuff. I just never, you know, maybe I wasn't into it when I was young or something, and so I didn't watch it religiously. Because the stuff that I was into, as I'm sure with you guys, it's like when you're in, and I'm watching every episode.
I feel like if a global pandemic hasn't turned people into Star Trek fans, it's not gonna work. They're never gonna be Star Trek fans.
Oh, interesting. Okay, I feel like there's not enough. I wouldn't say I'm an anti-fan. I'll say that much. You know, I do enjoy them. But there's a lot. There's a lot to
get through. There's a lot. There's seven seasons of one of the shows. That's,
right. Well, this one, I think there's six or seven seasons, right, of Next Generation? But then there's
Next Generation, there's seven seasons, and then there's four shows after that, and then there's two new shows, so it's...
And the old.
And the old. Super old
show. And the old. Thank you so much.
So you never enjoyed Captain Picard... You haven't enjoyed Captain Picard.
I have seen some Picard, and I do love it. I will say Patrick Stewart, big, big fan for sure. But again, yeah, just not. I would say I've probably seen in my life like 10 eps.
Damn, 10 eps.
Including even the original, the Shatner, the Captain Kirk.
I would say I've seen 5 or 6 eps of Kirk. And I would say 10 to 12 around that range, 8 to 12 range of Picard. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, that's the correct amount. You've passed.
Heard it here first. Yes. You may continue.
I don't want you to feel like you're the first person we've ever had on this show that doesn't. We've had people who've literally never seen the show before. So it's all.
Oh, got you.
All walks welcome. You know,
sometimes on my podcast, people don't watch the movie. It's crazy. It very rarely happens.
Those people deserve to be maced.
So for everyone who hasn't ever heard your podcast, how does it work? And what do you mean by that?
Well the person comes on the show. Sorry.
No, I should say Alice. That. I should say that my main squeeze is a comedy music band called The Cooties. So if people are interested in me at all, that they should listen to The Cooties, watch The Cooties on YouTube, etc. But I have a podcast, which is like educational and fun, called Bad Science, where we analyze the science of a film with a comedian and a scientist. Alice was on recently. It was a fantastic episode. I think it's coming out soon. I don't think it's out yet. But anyways.
It can't. I said we can't release it.
Oh, so it will not be released.
So there's a scientist and a guest, and the premise is that a guest and you and the scientist analyze the science of a movie, and people go there without watching the movie.
So, no, it very rarely. Honestly, it's like I think there's been twice now, including somebody Veronica and I both know, that was on the podcast that didn't watch the movie. But both times have been totally fine, to be honest, because the podcast has very little to do with the movie. Like, we talk about it briefly, and then it's just a science tangent hole where the guest and I are just asking a million questions to the scientist and trying to learn as much as we can.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And making jokes.
The scientists love to share about science.
Yeah, big
time.
Like,
it's really weird how other careers, you're like, they don't want to talk about their job all the time. But scientists are like, it's funny because science. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, well, I enjoy it a lot, and I definitely just don't know. I feel like I don't know anything about anything, so it's just very helpful to be able to just ask an expert all the things that I don't know.
Yeah, no, it is. It is enlightening.
Yeah, it's
illuminating.
Great.
Yeah,
we learned about cave divers.
Yeah, that episode was super fun and super weird. The scientist was just, I personally love the episodes where, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are science communicators, and so they'll go on programs like mine, and they're like kind of witty, and they're like very quick, and they've explained these things several times, so they kind of have it. And then there's scientists, which I feel like we get for the bulk of the time, where they're just picked out of the lab. You know, they're just they're like super geeks playing with chemicals or going on expeditions all the time, and then you bring them into this, and it's like, it's like opening the floodgates.
Mile a minute. Yeah, it's really, which is, I think, interesting.
Yeah. And then, sorry, I should say the other podcast that we also had Alice on, which you're invited on, Veronica, to both, is called Success Express, which is a fake financial podcast where me and a couple musician buddies just like we play the house band and then we never get to anything financial. It's all bullshit. And we just keep throwing the ads. We're just bombarded by sponsorships, quote unquote. And then we just make up, you know, we edit it later, but we'll just improvise, throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and basically make up very stupid ads.
So good.
It's very silly time. It's a playground.
It's sort of what our show is.
But yeah, I feel like, similar, like, actually. We're kind of goofy.
Our Success Express is Star Trek.
This is like, we do talk. We don't really know. There are some facts and there's some that are not facts, but we still say them.
There you go.
Yeah.
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 We did watch an episode.
Of Trek.
Yes.
Of Trek. We did. And I'm going to throw to Veronica for the synopsis. I watched it today as well. And I'm going to count it down. Veronica, are you ready to do the synopsis? You are?
She ready, yeah.
Okay. And now Veronica with the synopsis.
Oh, hey. So yeah, the synopsis is looking good today. It's a three-liner, just two sentences. So here we go. Geordi LaForge falls in love with a woman accused of murder in an isolated communication relay station. The Enterprise crew investigates the crime. The only other suspect is a Klingon officer who frequently visited the station and gets frequently mad, I guess. That's the one. I added some.
And gets frequently mad, I guess.
That was accurate.
It was, except did Geordi fall in love?
It seemed like he fell hard and quick.
Yeah.
Like he seemed to be in love before meeting her, right?
Well, I'll just let you know.
Yeah, kind of.
This is Geordi's MO. He will fall in love with a hologram of a woman, and then when the woman shows up, he makes it weird, and then, you know, it's kind of like what he does. It's the second time it's happened.
Wow.
The first time
he fell in love
with a hologram scientist.
I feel bad for him.
Didn't he what?
Didn't he also fall in love with a person in the holodeck? Or was it the holodeck version of the scientist?
Or the holodeck itself?
It's a good question.
I've paused. So,
Geordi?
You'll find out.
Geordi's love interests.
This episode is sort of about Geordi's love life, but it's also a murder mystery.
Yes, that's what hooked me right away, by the way. Anything that starts with some sort of murder mystery is like, okay, I'm seeing this to the end. I don't care what happens.
Yes, because you know it's going to get solved, right? No matter how dissatisfying the end is, you'll know the end is there.
And this one, I don't know how we feel about spoiling stuff, and I don't want to.
I love it.
But this one's got a great ending.
You think so?
I loved the twist.
You did? Yeah. You know, it's very Star Trek-y, and it felt like it's like when you could just bring magic into it, it's a little bit like there was a moment. Okay, we'll get there. We're jumping ahead.
Okay.
Let's go to the cold open while Veronica figures out how many times Geordi's fell in love with a hard light woman.
Personal life. Here we go.
Captain's log, stardate 46461.3. We have arrived at a communication relay station near the Klingon border where we are scheduled to deliver supplies. However, the station has not responded to repeated hails.
Repeated hails.
What's that noise?
Must have left their audio monitoring system on. We're hearing a few thousand subspace messages. I'm trying to shut it off.
Dude knew right away.
Yeah.
Put my purse here.
My laptop.
Got it.
Yeah, we know.
Geordi, what's that? I don't know. Sounds like a loose panel or something.
I don't know. Figure it out. What do I have to know?
From this service duct over here.
Service duct?
I forgot to mention my dad is in this episode.
Here's your loose panel.
No, he's a shoe salesman.
Riker is so hot in this episode.
Pooch. Hey, Pooch. Come on out of there. Come on.
Hey, Pooch. What are you doing in there?
All right.
He keeps saying Pooch like he knows him.
So, like, yeah, he says Pooch a lot. One thing that as a common, like, it happens over and over again, it's a thread throughout this episode, I want you to notice, is Riker's attitude towards dogs. Like, Riker it looks in there, he sees an adorable dog, and he's like, there's your loose panel. And then like, the look on his face when he backs up, he's like, okay. Like, he never... And then twice during the show, like, there's a
couple scenes like dogs, like, the actor.
When he reaches out to pet the dog, but he just goes like this. He just kind of like swats in the air around the face of the dog. Like, he doesn't. Like, I think Riker has never met a dog before.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's like theory.
There was a second person.
Uh-huh. I knew you were reading.
There's Christy Henshaw. Yeah, because I'm not paying attention to anything. All I'm doing is searching. Then Akiel, and then slight romantic attraction to his crewmate, Natasha Yar. And then they don't met Leah Brahms, which we know.
Yes. So the yes. Christy, that was the other one that was first.
Yes. So this is from Booby Trap and Transfigurations. And then Leah Brahms is Booby Trap. So two people from Booby Traps. So he basically, Geordi has the visor and he's like the friendly guy, but he has very few romantic relationships, even though he's such a cool character. And we're consistently thirsty for some Geordi love, sex, action. But every time it happens, it's so disappointing because it's just like literally like, a holographic image, and then
it's
the woman's like, why are you looking at me like that?
It's almost like they miscast if they wanted this character to be like kind of nerdy and awkward with his romantic encounters, because he's so charismatic, and also he's like, everybody on the ship loves Geordi. He's super good at his job. He's like fun, he's interesting, and like a handsome guy. So it's like ridiculous that he doesn't. Like, the only reason he doesn't hook up is that he's like, oh, he always lucks out. It's like, what?
I mean, it seems like it's hard to get people to the ship. He, like, tried to keep dating this girl.
That's and, true.
You know, he lives a life on the Enterprise. What are you going to do?
That's true.
It's like being on tour.
What are you going to do? Well, but being on tour, you get a lot of tail.
Yeah, that's
true.
I guess it's I've heard that before. I guess it's like when you're in space, a space tour is not the same. You're not a rock star. You're like a scientist.
In fact, rock stars aren't, I mean, figure that out.
Think about that.
Think about the point I didn't just make. So,
like she
Vera, are you done reading? I need you back. I need your mind.
Yes, tell me. I'm here.
I can see almost. That you're reading. It's driving me crazy.
I'm just looking for that.
I feel like you're buying something on eBay. It's totally like that.
I'm here.
No, yeah. Here. Are you proposing to me? Yeah. No, keep going. Wait, who opens an envelope like that?
So focused. Can't think of anything else there. I'm telling her.
So this episode, let me look at the clips that I pulled. Yeah, so this episode's basically like a Law and Order procedural. Because
What did you like about it?
Well, I like the whodunit. Like, there's somebody's dead. Like, they come in, the first thing that happens is once they board the ship, Beverly Crusher's like, look at this. And there's like a fucked up area of metal in the balcony of this deck. And she's like, I think it's a dead body. And everybody's like, yep, that's what it is, because you said you think it might be. And then, so the whole murder mystery is really predicated on several of Beverly Crusher's educated guesses. Like, she's like, it's probably a dead body.
Legit.
Well, she is, but it just seems like there's like a really wild guess going on. Like, I think it's probably a dead body, and then she doesn't really explain why. I don't know, it's just like a serious allegation. But anyway, they all figure out that it probably is, and then they start trying to figure out like who it is. And then Jordy starts listening to the personal logs of the dog owner, who's this lady Aquiel, the Little Mermaid, whose personal logs reveal like who she is. And then he finally gets to see her and like, whoa, hubba hubba, you know, she's not too shabby. So am I doing a good job of explaining this?
Yeah. I will say no one cared about the dead guy for sure. I never heard anybody in the episode be like, man, what a loss.
Yeah, no, it just had to, it was like standard operations that they had to figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next clip, Sam is Beverly's first guess about what it is. I forgot that I pulled that clip, so we can watch that to illustrate my point. Since I'm in charge of clips, the whole episode is like me supporting my arguments.
The cellular residue is completely fused to the metal of the deck plate. We're trying to micro-vaporize the metal in order to get a clear DNA sample.
Do you have any idea what killed her?
Well, this is just a guess. But from the molecular deposition of the plating, I'd say it was caused by a high-level phaser blast.
But it would have been a Klingon disruptor.
High-level phaser blast.
Jordy has found evidence that the encrypted messages have been tampered with, and we are close to Klingon space. There hasn't been a Klingon raid against the Federation for more than 7 years.
Sounds like Matt Berry.
I don't want to risk a diplomatic incident until I have more evidence.
And there's still the question of what happened to Lieutenant
Rex. That eyeshadow. It's
Get
crazy. Roger's
personnel fire up Starfleet Command. And ask Starbase 212 if they will help us to find the shuttle.
I see. Keep me apprised, Doctor.
Okay.
All right.
That station is so lame looking.
It looks like a cross.
Mm-hmm. It just looks dumb.
It's a Christian station.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have like, it's a mega church.
It'd be really cool if they had like a giant Christ figure on.
Yeah, attached to it.
The station, like a
frankly,
like an inflatable one.
That's all Christians are missing.
Yeah, like just put a body of Christ on there. That's all Christians are missing.
It's just every time I'm like around city, I'm like, why are there so many crosses? Imagine if there were like other religious symbols everywhere in the city.
Every time
that.
I would love it.
You're around city.
Jewish stars. Say,
what do you mean? Which city?
And like in LA, there's like bright crosses, light neon crosses. There's just like crosses everywhere. No? Did you notice that?
McDonald's. No, I don't know. I do see a lot of crosses.
There's the Target cross.
Yeah. That one's cool.
Crossroads clothing.
The clothes place, yeah.
That's a cross.
That's a Christian clothes
whenever
place.
Whenever you drive through an intersection, you notice it's a cross.
You think that's a coincidence? You don't think it would be easier to build that parallel?
Imagine you get all the way
You'd
to
never
space.
Be able to- Crosswalk that Sam says. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Crosswalk. What's that about?
Yeah, there we go. There.
People.
Look, I have some facts for you guys. The story began as another attempt at providing LaForge with a recurring romance.
Here we go.
Yeah, it was titled The Mystery.
It's funny that.
What?
It's funny that the writers are like, we keep trying. It's like, you're in charge. You could just make it happen.
The viewers got to love it.
I mean, they have to try it.
You got to try
it. At first, Akiel was to have been the killer, but it was felt that this was too similar to the film Basic Instinct. Mm-hmm. And then they dismissed it as too obvious.
That's what
Everybody's
I was thinking this
be
whole
like,
time.
I know. I was like, is this the Star Trek Treks in the City or Basic Instinct in the City? Which is it?
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, and this dog is a star.
Yeah, I love the dog.
Yeah, her name is
Marla.
Friday. Oh. Yeah, Mora is her real name is Friday, and she was a star in General Hospital. So don't mess with her.
Like big time celeb.
Yeah, she was a bitch on set.
Friday.
So
Friday's a bitch.
I had a feeling that they were purposefully trying to get Geordi into some kind of romantic situation because it's six seasons in, and he's a favorite for sure. By the way, did you see that Star Trek? So the Twitter of Star Trek, the official verified Twitter. First of all, let me pause here to say something. I got verified on Twitter after begging my ex-manager, who was impossible, so much to help me get verified. And then they verified me. And then I changed my name to add my clown name to my name. And they unverified me because
that's great.
I was pretending to be someone else or like changing the original thing.
Whoa.
And what? Now I'm not verified anywhere.
Now are you anti-Twitter?
After I fucking sent so many emails trying to get verified from this person who just really did not pay attention to me.
Oh, no. When did that happen? When did they unverify you?
I don't know, but I suddenly saw it. I was like, oh, I can... Just the power of being verified helps you contact other people who are verified and have maybe too many followers. But then, to me, like, I maybe know you, but you on Twitter won't see me if I'm not verified.
Didn't know
and
that.
So, like, oh, there's Veronica. Okay, now I see her. But now I'm fucked, so back to basics. Anyway, the Star Trek of Twitter, Twitter of Star Trek, they posted, they gave you...
You're the Star Trek of Twitter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Man,
you earned
it. I needed
it.
That. I didn't even know how much I really needed to hear that. I'm quoting.
Throw a dog a bone.
Yeah, quoting the episode.
They posted a sign that was like, you have $16 to pick like an ideal crew, and then they put four tiers of crewmates in like through all of the Star Treks, and some people like Picard is worth $5, but some people are worth like $1, so you can pick Quark for like $2, but you have only $16 to make like the entire crew, and there's no Geordi, and there's only four women. Sad.
There's wait, no Geordi?
There's no...
How do you...
He's not there?
I know you're verified, Alice, but if you go to my unverified tweets, you'll see that I tweeted about it. I was like...
That's crazy.
I can't look at unverified tweets. I just can't see them.
I know. So... That's what I'm saying. I'm invisible to people.
Well,
like
and
you.
It'll waste your phone data.
Yeah, drains it. Yeah.
Drains the battery
if
too,
your
dude.
It's actually corrosive to your skin.
Yeah.
Your thumb skin. When you're browsing. The fuck? Well, what's the point of... Oh, I see, because it included all the seasons.
Yeah.
I mean, still. Not that I know.
$15 to build your ideal quarantine crew. Who will you choose? And then we have Jean-Luc for $5. Then we have to have Spock for $4.
God, could you imagine choosing fucking...
Don't include Kieran Reese. Kieran Reese should have been there.
Ugh. Imagine.
So McCoy... It's funny because McCoy is a doctor, so you'd think he'd be good to have around, but he'd be actually you'd kill him immediately.
Yes.
I believe Data's worth less money.
And then Quark is $1. I would get all of the bottom row.
Probably, yeah.
I don't need it. There we go.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you. That's go. So much better. So we have they in the tier the $5, I think they should have it's okay. The
I mean, I don't even want to partake in this because they didn't include Geordi. I want to, like, protest.
Right, because it's like, I don't really know how you run anything without Geordi, let alone a spaceship.
Yeah, imagine on a spaceship. A meatpacking plant.
Chaotic. Yeah, I mean, Geordi would solve that shit so quickly. Oh, my God.
It's a genius.
Yeah, Geordi is a quarantine solver. And then Dr. Crusher would solve the quarantine as well.
Yep.
In no time. Ethan, this dumb thing. So you tell us.
What dumb thing?
Ooh. So this chart. I know you don't know many of the characters, but you've seen a few episodes. You watched like a movie, which is the one that got me
into it.
Started with Star Trek. Yeah.
Oh,
the 2009
nice.
Star Trek.
That movie's fantastic.
It's so good. Yeah, it's perfect.
So great.
So you have seen Spock. You have seen who he is.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Kirk is, Picard.
Yeah,
who
I
else?
Feel like I gotta go Spock. Data kind of scares me a little bit, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't know.
Alice is shook.
Maybe because of a different movie where he was in, where it, like something weird happened to his face. I'm just getting that memory. I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was, but he's something about it scares me. I guess I would go Worf, mainly because I want to say Worf a lot. That's a great name.
It's a good criteria. So you have Worf. Funny. You have Worf. You have Spock. You have spent $7. You have 15.
I forgot about the dollar amount part. I was just like going down the list.
Okay.
I think I got to go Picard. So where am I at? 12?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so then I'm taking the... I'm going Sylvia Tilly and Raffi.
Woo! Okay.
What do you think
Raffi,
of that?
$2. I don't know Raffi because I never watched Enterprise.
She just looks like I could count on her?
She does. Let me see.
She looks like she's the drummer in Lenny Kravitz's band and I need her on my crew.
But you kind of need a drunk.
Yeah, I do, to motivate me to drink.
So you went with curly hair,
yeah,
Worf,
Raffi Musiker.
And then the top two guys.
Top two guys? What do you mean top two guys?
Jen, Luke, and Spock are top two for me in life.
Oh,
in all of life.
In all of life, yeah. That makes sense.
They are my dad and my other dad.
My
co-dad. My husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're my husbands and my brothers. So top men. And then...
Yeah, I'm going top men, Worf, Lenny Kravitz's drummer, woman I don't know, Sylvia Tilly.
Sylvia Tilly is funny.
Tilly's funny and she's really smart.
Oh, perfect.
She's really smart.
Oh my God. So I nailed it.
What about you, Elle?
I would do Data.
So Data 16, for $4.
$15, it says. So I would do Picard, Data.
So you have nine.
So I have $6 left. And I would choose Uhura. Uhura. Oh, stop. Biscuit. And let's see.
So you have $3. $3. You can pick three from the top row. You can pick one from the top row, from the $2 row, and one from the $1 row.
I think... I would choose...
We got Odo, we got Jadzia, we got McCoy.
I would choose Dax and...
Yep.
I can't believe Tilly's only a dollar. That seems like a steal.
She talks too much.
True.
I think it's Independence Day, guys. I think that's the movie I'm thinking of that Data was in. I just wanted to correct that from before. But that kind of makes me like him more. I think I'm still going Spock. Continue, sorry.
Okay.
So did I say Jadzia Dax? So I do Dax and number one. I'm going to choose the dog.
Oh, that's cool.
Perfect. Actually, that's really good. Okay, for $5, Picard, I have 10 to go. You know, once you have Picard, do you need Spock? Is what I wonder.
I mean, you kind of pitched it pretty hard that they both fathered you, but...
Welcome to me. Shifting loyalties real quick. Okay, so we have Picard. We have... Oh, fuck. So, like, who's gonna kill the bad guys? Worf, right?
Worf.
No, Jadzia. So I'll pick Jadzia.
Number one is my head of security.
So I have Jean-Luc and Jadzia for sure. And I may need a little bit of Quark's sass. So I have $3, and then $5. So I have 8.
And if you want, I'll lend you some money.
7 more to go. I'll pick Spock and also Worf. So I have Jean-Luc, Spock, Worf, Jadzia, Quark.
Awesome.
If you want to just lend me $40.
Just not to do with this.
Quarantine. No, just like, just Venmo me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want this new highlighter powder. Sephora.
Oh, cool.
So,
or Giorgio, because Giorgio is like a good killer. Yeah.
Holy but shit.
She's top tier.
She's top tier, baby. Of course she is, but she'd be head of security.
Yeah, she'd be killing and betraying.
Oh, I don't like that. In this episode, Worf was sort of like, I loved Worf because I like when Worf. Historically, in Next Gen, has not had much of an identity separate from being just the Klingon on board the starship. And in this episode, he's like, I feel like he has more of his own solid identity as like he just doesn't like how Klingon, he like is really judgmental of the Klingons, and the Klingons are like, there's a lot of back and forth, which is great. I'm definitely here for that, because I feel like the Klingon Empire needs to be treated with a little bit more respect in general, but at least Worf has his own identity as being like sensible and like, you know, judgy. I like when Worf's a little Judge Judy.
Isn't
he is fully Judge Judy? Yeah.
I have a question. Isn't Spock half? Or no, it's not Klingon. What is he? Half human, half what?
He's Klingon.
Oh, no, so Spock. Spock?
Yeah.
Spock's half Vulcan.
Vulcan, that's what it was. Okay, so never mind. Yeah, like, yeah. I would assume, like, okay, there's probably some shit Klingons, but there's probably some good Klingons too. And, you know, they come off like they're all pissed constantly.
Yeah.
Except for that
that's
one moment. We got one moment where the general, where he knew that he had to, like, accept that, you know, this guy's going to stay on the ship. And so that was a funny moment of him being like, okay, yeah, take him. Go ahead. That's fine.
Right. So the next clip I pulled is when Picard confronts the Klingons about this guy, this Marek guy or whatever. So we can pull that clip up.
There are three references to a Commander Morag, a Klingon officer who patrols this section of the border. Apparently he would pass by the station every few days and harass them.
Perhaps Morag. This
sounds like an insult.
Was the one who was interested in obtaining the encrypted messages.
Could be. She didn't say, but I do have several more days of logs to watch. I'm hoping to learn more.
Very well. In the meantime, I'll speak with the Klingon.
That's what I do on Instagram when I like someone.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to learn more.
I'm like, I have all of his bottom posts.
Are you saying we attacked your outpost?
Pissed immediately.
Merely saying that I'm following up on evidence that my officers discovered on board.
Evidence. So you are making an accusation. The Klingon Empire will not stand for these kinds of lies.
Governor and I will Torek, stand.
I apologize. We stand. I can see that you honestly didn't know what happened aboard the station. I will just have to take this matter up with Gowron. I'm really sorry that we bothered you.
Gowron won't bother with such a minor incident.
Well, ordinarily he wouldn't, but of course I was his arbiter of succession. I'm sure that he will be happy to come here and investigate this matter. You needn't worry about it any longer.
Gowron will come here?
Oh, yes. Once again, thank you for your help. Oh, I will be sure to mention your name to Gowron when I speak to him.
I will investigate this further, Picard. You need not bother Gowron with this matter.
That's very kind.
Kapla! Kapla!
All right.
Kapla!
Kapla!
It's like manipulating 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, Picard does it in his sleep. He's just like,
it's awesome.
I guess I'm going to have to tell your father. And they're like, why?
So Gowron is the son of Morel and is chancellor of the Klingon High Council. So basically, Gowron is
and the way he got there was
all of the Klingon species. Mm. And the way he got there was part of the reason that he is the head of the Klingon species is because Picard assisted in the Klingon succession. So he has a close relationship with the main Klingon in the universe. And whoa. I think it's really funny to be like, I'm going to take this tiny matter up with the Queen of England. Like, it's so...
She's a personal
so
friend.
So high up. It's ridiculous. Like,
and then the guy really being like, insane. You really don't have to. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's crazy to imagine, though, like, to be like, to go to Gowron and be like, hey, could you help me out with this really specific, very... minor thing that might be going. It's like asking the Queen of England to investigate like a theft or something.
When I was verified on Twitter, that's how I used to run. I was like, I'm just gonna ask Alice.
How now you can't ask anything. How long were you verified for?
Like a year and a half.
Good run.
Man, I'm so sorry that our podcast is over. I think that's what I'm saddest about.
What?
Damn.
I can't do a podcast if somebody's not verified.
I'm so sorry. It was my fault.
Well,
I didn't know.
I mean, you can just keep bothering that manager, ex-manager.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Might as well.
I'd rather you don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Just get weirdly nervous.
Look, we can always take it to Gowron.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
I worked in a deli with Gowron. He will come here and he will deal with it personally. Thank you.
I like that the card's like, I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry for bothering you.
It's cute.
Wow. Fuck this. Yeah, Picard rules, and this guy's like, sorry, don't tell Gowron, it's fine, I'll do it. And yeah, and so they do. So they bring on board this lady who they had in custody, basically. They
who we thought was dead.
Found her. Yeah, we thought she was dead, and they found her just floating around in space, and they grabbed her up.
Once Geordi checked all of her posts.
Once Geordi checked her posts, checked her comments on other people's posts.
Mm-hmm. It's like my husband's brother passed away. He was like 33. It sucked. But
oh my God. Sorry.
And his birthday was on the 17th of May, by the way. I know yours is the 16th. I know. And on the 17th of May, they all woke up with likes from him. My husband's older sister was like, I just got a notification from Anua, like he liked my thing. What? The account had been hacked.
Someone was spamming
people, but it's like this person's been dead for a year and a half, and suddenly he's liking things on like everyone's family's Instagrams. I know, it was so crazy.
You know who sucks? Scammers.
Yeah, it's like...
I've never liked them.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to come out and say it. Fuck them.
Wait.
Wow.
You really are saying that, though.
Yes.
Here on air.
I am.
Here.
I don't care. We're quarantined. I don't care anymore at this point. Who knows what's going to happen with my career.
Oh my God.
Scammers suck.
Fuck.
Wow. Oh, my God. Ethan, there's a red laser on your shirt.
Whatever.
Right
have
now.
Them do
the
it.
Snipers.
Do it. Do it, dude.
Take your best
do it.
Shots.
Literally
Take your
do
best
it.
Best Shot scammer wow, snipers.
You really are wild at this point of the
wow.
quarantine.
The biggest
Come
scam
at me,
is
scammer
when they,
snipers.
The biggest scam is when they shoot someone in their home.
Yeah, that's a
crazy
deep scam.
Scam.
Harsh
dank
scam.
Scam.
A dank scam.
It's a dank scam.
Ethan unfortunately passed away due to a dank scam last year.
He was scammed to death in his home.
There were scam pieces all over his apartment.
It's an okay way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next clip is when all of her memories, all of Aquiel's memories, she's talking about how they were all drained. And this is when she appears on board the ship and she's like recounting, here's what happened, I think. Because she doesn't remember some of the stuff.
I don't remember, but here's exactly how it went down. Oh, okay.
I don't remember exactly what happened to me after
wow,
I was attacked.
Wow, literal quote.
I'm sorry. It's as if all my memories were drained out of me.
Your log said that a Commander Morag had been harassing you. Did you let him or any other Klingon onto the station?
Absolutely not.
If that is true, then Morag or some other Klingon must have boarded the station after she left. We found traces of Klingon DNA on the station.
You still try to blame us.
Have the courage to admit your mistakes. Or are you
Take the L.
Be vos. At least I do not wear the uniform of the
people.
Governor, we are merely
Take
exploring
the L.
all the possibilities.
I would love that.
Lieutenant Anari's logs reported that Commander Morag had been harassing the station.
Morago.
He was doing his job.
His logs.
If he was only doing his job, then I'm sure you would not mind if we spoke with him. Very well. In the interests of diplomacy, I will allow you to speak to Morag. But my patience has limits.
He has a hard time breathing with that Santa Claus belt.
Lieutenant, it's a little bit of...
I know a friend of yours who's very eager to see you.
Who?
Come with me.
You fucking dog, bitch. Like, how can you forget?
Also, they touch each other too much, like, right away.
Oh, that's just like...
Come here, girl.
That's what I would do.
Sorry.
That's what I would do.
I don't know.
That's what I would do if there was another Venezuelan in the house. I'd be like,
"Come here, amor."
I'm not much for gothic fiction.
Oh, well, not many people are nowadays.
Also, yeah, Mora has destroyed Jordy's shoes. In Aquiel's absence, which he's fine with, because it's just an adorable dog.
It's just
play. Definitely not the murderer.
You can just replicate them, you know?
Yeah.
It's true. It's
They're endless shoes.
I wonder if the dog is like, these don't taste like real shoes, but I will destroy them.
They're just like 3D printer material.
One thing about this show is that people are always, always, always talking about how the replicator makes stuff, but it's not the same as the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like constantly people mention, they're like, it's replicated, so it's not great.
Is it a subtle, like, vegan dig?
It has to be.
A dig at tempeh.
Yeah, they accidentally say that under their breath. This is a tempeh, I mean, replicator shoe.
This is beyond, I mean, it's a replicated burger.
It's not the same.
Beyond Burgers are so good.
Are they?
No.
How do we feel?
I love them.
I think I like them.
Okay, well.
I don't have a ton of experience, I got to be honest, but
they're kind of too wet and floppy.
You can just put them in a paper towel.
They don't harden up. So actually, I just put some cardboard in there.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
It's a recipe. I posted it to my website.
Check your verified Twitter for that cardboard recipe.
It's verified. Yeah. I put a little cardboard in there, but a little bit of what's that, chloroquine stuff?
Stuff that saves you from COVID-19?
It's preventative.
What do you call that?
The aquachloroquine?
Pixar?
I put a little Pixar in there. Whoa. DreamWorks. Makes it teamworks. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. I'm in a salivating.
And a two-head Lego.
And some thumbtacks. Yummy.
A little crunchy.
Human hair.
Oh, little texture.
The cardboard. I'll take it with just cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the waiter's like,
that's not on the menu.
I didn't pull the next clip actually that I wanted to pull, which is about like Beverly Crusher makes another guess that's like, I forget what it is. She's like, I guess that, she's like pulling her, the goop that she's like examining makes a hand. That's her hand.
That part was cool.
I know. It was really cool.
Didn't see that coming.
I don't remember what the part is on the
It was very episode, surprising.
So
yeah.
We can't pull it out.
Although I do remember her reaction being funny. I only watched it the once, obviously, but I remember her reaction was like maybe too subdued. Is it maybe that's what made me laugh?
Yeah, she was like, oh, man, that's my hand.
Here we go.
Tide sequences are beginning to fluctuate. The DNA is becoming modal.
This lady in the back looking like, what?
Let's try another frequency burst, but increase the resonance level by 20%.
Oh, I love it. So we go to commercial. Okay, stop. The commercial, in between, I looked it up. It was a commercial that was like, have you ever had something make a hand? Ever have something in your fridge go sit there long enough that it turns into your own hand?
It reminded me of that TV show from when I was little with the head out of the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
That we all know about.
Which
Pan de los Siete.
Pandilla de los Siete. Yeah.
Pandilla de los Siete. It's like.
I gotta watch that.
You would love Pandilla de los Siete.
Please.
It's one of those kids, like TV shows where all the kids play in the basement of the building. And then there's a chest. And in the chest, like a pirate's chest, and then in the chest, there's a bowl man, grown man's head that comes out of the chest and talks to the children. So that's how I grew up.
That's the and wait.
It's a bald head made of bread, and he's like a talking piece of bread that's on the top. It's not in the chest; it's on the top of the chest, right?
But do they just talk to it, or they go on adventures, or what's the what happens?
They just talk to him.
I'm gonna give this image.
Great. Can't wait.
So you guys can
and also,
see it.
Alice, what was the product that the commercial was for? I know the problem, which is mm-hmm. what happens if something becomes your hand in the fridge. But then what were they selling, I guess, was my question there.
A Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. It was the new kind that in the time it had like the wood on the side. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is Pandilla de los Siete.
This looks really good.
So yeah. This is who talks to the children and it's advises them.
That's very it's like, scary.
It's like the bread version of Picard.
Yeah, it is kind of, or like, but like fatter than Picard.
I like the idea that somebody pitched this and they were like, "Oh, what is this? Brand. A show for kids?" And they're like, "Yeah, of course it is."
Yeah.
Well, let's have a bold middle-aged-ish man have his head come out of a trunk and talk to them.
Let's make it look like he had stitches for his jaw, surgery on his mouth.
Oh, you can't have him be not having had some mysterious surgery.
No, we need otherwise, some sort of facial reconstructive surgery, at least on half his face, or else the kids aren't going to like it.
It's really important. Otherwise, exactly. The kids are not going to like it. They're not going to know what's going on.
They won't relate. Yeah.
The trunk. So that hand reminds me of my childhood.
My favorite part... In the well, we didn't see Jordy's date. Let's
well,
just
I have
watch
a question.
That.
Before
yes,
we watch
for it.
Do you
just
guys
go
think...
right ahead and ask your question when I'm done saying go ahead?
Thank you, Alice. Thank you so much for that. So when you guys saw the scenes between Jordy and Aquila, what's her name?
Aquila.
Aquila. Well,
Aquil.
Chilaquil.
Aquil. Chilaquil.
That's right.
When you watch the scenes, do you think they had chemistry?
No.
No.
I think they seemed, it kind of reminded me of when I watch 90 Day Fiancé or The Bachelor or something. Like, it seemed like they both just really wanted to connect with someone, but it was so forced and so fast.
Yes. Yeah. I love when it's forced and they're like,
it's like
this is great.
Yeah.
So it's like Quarantquilla. Quarantquiel.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my favorite part when she goes, thank you. Her speech pattern is so strange. Thank you.
She's from a soap opera.
Yeah, no quest.
Have you ever tried Muscan sequin?
It nearly made me sick.
It's also a crazy amount.
It's a huge mug, huge jug.
It's very nutritious.
You speak Hellenic.
We traveled around quite a bit while I was growing up. I picked up a couple of languages along the way.
Oh, so casual.
We never traveled. My family lived in the same house for 5 generations.
The one on the hill.
That dream was so crazy.
How do you know about that?
Well, to be honest, when we thought you were dead, I needed to review your logs and personal correspondence for any...
And your underwear.
About what happened.
I needed to sniff your panties. You get it.
I didn't want to. It's Captain's Code.
Part of it. My job. Clocking in, sniff a panty. You know?
It sucks, but it's my job. I wish she asked, what's up with the headset?
You.
By the way.
You need to understand that we thought you'd be.
She does. Murdered.
Oh.
We needed information.
I'm sorry. It's just that I tell my sister things I wouldn't tell anyone else. I guess I was feeling a little exposed.
I'd feel the same way.
But not anymore. That feeling went away quick.
Especially if... I had seen you in that wig.
It really wasn't you.
Where did she get that wig?
I'm curious.
I don't know why you would have
now that.
Now
that you've met me, am I what you expected?
This is going to sound crazy, but her voice sounds like Michael Jackson's voice.
I'm not sure.
It does!
The woman I saw in those logs is very complicated. I think there's more to you than meets the eye, Lieutenant.
In what way?
Well, I think you're a male relationship with Lieutenant Rocha, for example. He was only there for 5 days, and yet there was evidence of plenty of friction. And you seem to delight in doing things that you knew would upset him.
That's what I do.
Why take on extra comm traffic when you knew it was going to make him angry?
Is this a personal question or part of a murder investigation?
I don't know. Maybe both.
It's like...
Keith Rocha was obnoxious from the minute he reported to duty. He treated me as though I was beneath contempt. I felt
sounds
like
exactly
I had to
like
battle
Michael
him
Jackson.
To hold my own.
Right?
It's,
but I didn't want to see him dead.
She's literally speaking every like minority woman's journey.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is what makes me uncomfortable about this episode.
Two decorations for valor, 3 outstanding evaluations from his
that
previous
they think
time.
She murdered him.
Stop this nightmare clip of that when they start talking about Rocha and that nobody cares about.
It just stresses me out because then there's like she's suspicious and is the suspect of murder, and she's like one of the few black women and also one of the few love interests for Jordy that's like allowed. He's allowed to like kiss her, real.
Yeah,
for real.
Kiss her real.
You know, you remember kiss her real, like what we used to do.
Kiss her real.
Kiss her real.
And then so here I'm reading about. So I'm getting a little like stressed about race relations. Because, so I'm reading in the...
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Weird.
What's going on?
Something happened.
So, Jerry Taylor, who's a white woman and one of the showrunners, says she felt Renee Jones, the actress, was not suited to the nature of the series and that the chemistry between her and LeVar never clicked. So I believe about the chemistry because it felt
forced.
Yeah,
that does kind of make sense.
But she was not suited to the nature of the series. And I wonder what she meant, seeing that she's a white woman. So...
She's more suited to an urban space series.
It's like weird because it's like she talks about the actress. They talk about, like, she talks about the character's chemistry, but she also talks about the actress. So she, like, it's like this woman, Jerry Taylor, had a problem with both levels of what this...
Yeah, the chemistry comment would have been enough. That would have been plenty.
Yeah, you need to.
So, like, it's the first actor I've seen that, like, they're kind of, like, saying it doesn't fit the nature of Star Trek. And all I'm seeing is, like, one of the few black women who has a few of the kisses with one of the few black men. So, it's just, there's something that rubs, like, it's just rubbing me.
We like our black women on Star Trek to be Oscar nominated, which is why we only have Whoopi Goldberg.
And
I will say I thought they were gonna be, I thought they were gonna like get together or something more. Like when it ended, when the like first credit came up or whatever, I was surprised. I was like, oh okay, so their story's just over. That's
right.
I'm with you on that.
Well, I know, but like Veronica, wouldn't you say that it's more? It's like pretty common for them to do that. Like every time anybody hooks up with anybody, they're like, well, but I have to go at the very end.
Yeah.
It's never, no one ever stays. They always ask them
sense.
To stay.
They have like the core crew.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, they'll never, I mean, there's a few love interests that come back and, you know, create some trouble again. But in reality, it just ends the way it started. So it's kind of normal. I don't know. There's something weird about it because I was stressed during the episode just seeing this like cute, smart, kind of tiny framed black woman struggle through like being attacked by the superior officer and logging about it and having fucking panic nightmares about it and then also being like like accused of a murder and just her being like, do you think I'm this person? And the fact that odds are stacked against her because of her personality and her record is not perfect, which also makes me wonder, like, how did she not get, like, she's a little salty. I get it. And I am that too. But the, it seems like the margin of error is smaller for someone like her versus like a dude. Yeah. And then, I don't know. I just felt like the writers accidentally threw a lot of little facts into the building of this that slowly but surely I was like, Oh, please don't be the guilty one. Please.
I think that's partially why it was effective, though, because we were kind of like feeling for her and feeling the pressure she was under. And then I do think it kind of ended cool because she kind of ended her story in a badass way to say like, hey, listen, I don't need your help. I don't need a recommendation for the job. I'll get the job on my own merits.
Right. Yeah. And I know I need to still be better. So I will go and do that. Like Robin Roberts. I'm watching her masterclass right now. She's a famous sport commentator. And then she was talking about how her dream was being on ESPN Sports. And then they offered her the opportunity and she clearly realized she was not ready for it. She was like, you're not about to be the only black woman. And also the only black woman who also was fired 2 years later, you know?
Wow. Right.
So she had to turn down the opportunity of her lifetime just to be like, I think I need like 2 more years, which is
such
crazy.
A ballsy move.
I know.
What did she do in those 2 years?
She worked in a smaller network as this main sports commentator, and she built a lot. She just put a lot under her belt, and then ESPN came back to her like, okay, it seems like you're ready, and she was like, I'm ready. So
tight. That's
but she would have been the first black woman to be on ESPN at the time they offered that to her.
That would be an amazing movie.
She had
movie.
To say no. She said
and
no.
I think I know the perfect person to play her.
Me.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Be amazing.
Her career is projected that way right now.
An amazing movie starring Scarlett Johansson.
Who's previously Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
That's right.
So sad. You may know so her sad from. About that.
But from I agree. It ended cool. I mean, it was the dog.
It was just stressful. It was a stressful experience for me, I'll just say.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. No, that makes sense.
I understand why it was stressful. And were you not relieved at the end?
Oh, yeah. I was very relieved. I just was like, oh, she's off to new adventures where she's going to have to deal with other superiors or dudes that are going to be pissing her the fuck off. And then she'll react to it. And then it's in her record. And now she's more suspicious.
Right.
And I was just like, she's in a loop of nightmares of like minority nightmare. Yeah.
No, but I'm sure that stuff doesn't exist in the year 4000, whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Right.
Not supposedly. I mean, the writers try to do as some episodes are more woke than things that have happened now, you know, in Star Trek. But these writers are probably just a bunch of dudes from that time that went home to do those things that they wrote about. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a weird universe where Star Trek attempts like a utopia of a society. And even 30 years ago, they would reach the enlightenment of like envisioning society as we would really want it to be. But it's 30 years ago, and we're still like struggling with some of the things they talk about in the show. So it's kind of crazy.
Exactly.
It's a weird place to be. Yeah.
Yeah. We're infants for sure as a species. Yeah.
Ugh. It's so sad because it's like infants who have bombs,
lasers. Yeah, exactly.
It's like my brother when he got his hands on fireworks,
devil sticks. Fireworks, sure. Yeah. Devil sticks.
That's everyone got their hands on a devil stick at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't.
Did you?
I knew people. When I was in sixth grade, my friend was dating this eighth grader who had devil sticks.
And
it
was
like, he was like, this is the coolest thing.
Damn.
Frankly, that guy was winning.
Mm-hmm.
1 year after, he would have been losing. But up until eighth grade, I think he was just a winner.
Yep.
Yeah, he's dating a sixth grader, though. It feels
and now? Great. He runs Quibi. Yeah.
And now he runs Quibi and he's still dating. He's married to a sixth grader.
Because she stayed the same age.
No, he got a new one.
Oh,
trades up
sixth
every
grader.
Year, baby. Quibi! Those Quibi bucks.
Oh, yeah.
It's like refurbishing. You just do it every few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta re-up.
Gotta re-up.
Yeah.
DiCaprio
does it. Can't be that wrong.
The The clip that I wanted to play, but it's stupid because it's all visual, is when the Geordi's alone in the room with the dog, and then he turns into the
oh yeah, the blob.
But let's watch the.
But let's feel it. Yeah. Let's hear it. Let's hear it and feel it. Okay.
Yeah, well, the music will bring us to it.
Frankly,
it
when
turns into yeah, it's amazing.
When Aquila touches Geordi's face because of the quarantine, I was just like,
situation.
I'm scared, Geordi.
Look,
so ADR.
I promise you, okay?
Then you believe me?
Yes, I do.
Yum.
Yeah, it's a yummy kiss.
Medical officer's log, supplemental.
That's going to be a yummy kiss.
And that's a yummy kiss.
For all of you watching out there, he puts his hands on her face, and then his lips on her lips, and then they go whop. They move a few times, like up and down like this, like a kissing whop. Motion.
Yeah, it's a big whop. Yeah.
It's for everyone who's not on our Patreon, who's only relying on our descriptions. I'm just describing.
So that's accurate.
It's two people's faces pressing together, and it leads to a feeling of connection.
Oh, boy, how to describe this. So, you know what you eat with?
Sure. So this is the scene where the dog is like, hey, I'm the monster. And Jordy's like,
and by the way, again... After, like, nobody cares. This is the second time somebody dies in this episode, and everybody's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Look at Geordi's razor cell phone. Some people got the red razor when they came out, and I was like, okay,
okay, you can do that.
I love that the middle point between the blob and the dog, when it's just like half blob, half dog.
Yeah,
so
that is great.
This blob is such a bad Instagram filter. I was just like the tiger one is better.
There it is.
People are watching this going, what the fuck?
Any stage of the transition is is a perfect photo.
He's like, adopt your own furry animal.
That's so funny. So the showrunners were really unhappy with the special effects for this thing, and then they said, so like the guy that does the special effects got so many people mocking him that he said that Mr. Peanut was the kindest thing that he heard about his effects about the dog blob.
Mr. Peanut?
What?
The kindest thing anyone said about his work on the special effects was that they called that thing Mr. Peanut. He said,
I like it.
I know. Yeah, makes me feel bad so for this, like, mean. Dork.
The only thing I guess that I didn't like or could have been better is when he phases it, just because then it kind of it disappears kind of quick. And I wanted to see the shit that was on the grate at the beginning. Like, I wanted to see some kind of oozy, I don't know what.
But
I think it's great. I mean, I was scared for him.
We had our producer rewind it 7 times.
Yeah. What does that tell you?
It's not. Now we're Googling images of Mr. Peanut.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay. I do see it. Yeah. The body. Yeah. Totally, yeah.
Oh, look, Alice. Okay. I'm invited to a virtual screening of Silicon Valley with all your friends, and it's at 4 p.m. today. So if you want
to. Today? What are you going to wear?
I don't know. Like,
in half an hour?
Lipstick in my teeth.
Get them. You guys, this has been a great opportunity to just connect, even though we couldn't press our faces together and move them up and down, as Geordi did. I forget what even that is anymore. But
Ethan, I'm curious. I'm curious to hear some last thoughts. Know if you have them, if you're going to continue watching Star Trek, and you know whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
say it when I'm done saying. Say it.
Of course, sure. And okay, so go ahead. And intro me?
Oh, and I'd love, and to hear your thoughts would be great if you could say them now.
Right now?
Yep.
Correct.
My thoughts, I would say I started watching a little bit of this while I was cleaning a dish, and I will often have something on while I'm doing kitchen cooking or doing something in the kitchen.
It's the little details, yeah.
And I did think that I could watch it from now on like that, where I was like, oh, you know what? Because I don't like thinking for more than 5 seconds about what I'm going to watch. I don't want to fucking have that confusion. And so when it's kitchen time, I need these like kind of staples. I need go-to, like, I can throw it on whenever. And I think, because of you guys, Star Trek, The Next Generation has become one of those things. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so, I'm so glad to hear that. The only thing I hate more than having to think about what I want to watch is not watching something. Like those moments in between when I'm watching things and doing things. Ugh, I can't stand
that. Get real.
Wake up in the morning, gotta be watching. Can't. You know what I mean? Like if something's happening where I'm not watching, it's bad. Bad, 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 bad. Because then something in my mind, like thoughts start to.
Do you drink coffee? Maybe. Do you have coffee?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was gonna say watching.
Maybe I might be drinking coffee. I honestly don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what happens. Like my memories are drained.
I like watching Star Trek in the background. Sometimes I forget about. There's some episodes that will get me, but in general, it's just like a good white noise in the back. Like it's just pleasant to have it.
I agree. It's a pleasant show.
It is.
And this has been a pleasant show, Ethan. Ethan Edinburgh is a member of the band The Cooties, who you've seen in your wildest dreams.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Live.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me very much. This was super fun. And,
we did have you very much. We really had you.
You really had me. You had me very much, both of you, and I can't thank you enough for that.
This was all an elaborate scam.
Fucking goddamn it. I got scammed again.
Scammed to death.
Scammers got you, man.
Scammed to death.
Quick detail, my cat scammed me this morning, peed in my bed. Quick scam.
Ugh. That scam never fails.
Can you believe that scam that he pulled on me?
He's running a scam operation.
It's ridiculous. I woke up, I looked at him, and he goes, I scammed you. Jesus.
He peed in your bed?
Yeah.
He's the worst this country has made.
He's a kitten.
I know. But you're right.
Scammers are. No?
Well, and that's been the scam of this episode, you guys. You've been scammed by Treks in the City yet again.
That's what the showrunners would say about this episode. They all hated it.
Scammed.
Please tune in next week for another scam. I mean, a regular episode, which is not a scam. I swear to God.
Don't scam your radio, because it's a podcast.
Don't. Well, we're insane. So, thanks for tuning in.
Well, we're insane. Thank you guys for being here.
Do you want to plug anything else besides The Cooties?
No. Check out The Cooties online. We got a new video coming out I'm really excited about. Playing live in the studio. It's a new track. And
does it benefit an organization or...
Yeah, we have a contract that once we make $30 million, we're going to give $5 million to an organization. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. That's good. Contract. Sounds like a bit of a scam. Yeah.
It is part of a scam, unfortunately. It's the IRS made us sign it. So I don't know exactly what that means, but we're going to find out together.
You are welcome to scam us anytime on this show.
Awesome.
Come back and scam us.
Yes, please. Okay. If you keep watching, hit us up and let us know. Especially anything on season 7.
Why season 7?
Because that's where we're headed.
You'll know.
Oh, you're going in order.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Order. Got it. Cool.
You'll know it when you see it, because it's what we're going to be watching.
Okay, so I won't know.
No.
Thank you, Ethan. All right, Thank you, guys. I have to bounce.
Bye. Bye, everybody. See
you. Oh,
bye.
Actually, I have to go. Sorry, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. I'm going to stay.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.